used to read Wizard magazine. Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 320. Wow. Right off the bat, I know, I know. I even looked at the number. It's been a long day. I had to leave early last night. Deck had a basketball game and Katie had a softball game. So Sandy was taking Katie to the softball and I had to take Deck to the bed. So I couldn't be here to put the books out. And then Adam was here on his own. So he just did the trades and I ended up having to do the books this morning, which it was an extra hour of work. So I had to get here an hour early. I lost my lounging time after the kids. Well, and even Deck didn't even go to school. He was sick. So, but I'm a little tired. I've been here an hour longer than usual. So
at 8 o'clock, which it already is, you're going to be goofy.
I'm seepy. But that's okay. I don't see this being a super long podcast because I'm Colin McBann, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Spencer, Pat.
That's what we got. A three-man team. So probably not going to talk quite as long. Pat wants to talk about some movie. Spencer's all excited because a new Nightwing book came out today.
So that is an awesome cover.
Yeah, it is. The JRJR one. Yeah, man, my variants are gone. And I've been even upping my numbers on variants.
Yeah, that was the last one you guys had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a quality one. The Joker Harley Quinn one, not so much.
Well, that's a show.
Yeah, but that, it was the Joker's face. It just didn't look right in the suit they had him in. Looked like he had liposuction or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't look that closely.
Big. But that Nightwing one is pretty awesome. Yeah.
The Deathstroke one was good, too.
Yeah.
And the Batman one is good, too.
The main Deathstroke cover was nice.
Yeah, both. Tim said the main cover was nice as well. So, I don't remember there being any news. There was something about DC announced something today, but I haven't had a chance to look at it to see what's going on. Something about
Doomsday Clock got delayed.
But then, supposedly, it didn't, so I don't know. I just saw something.
What I read was the next two issues each got pushed back a month.
Hopefully not, but we'll see. Like I said, DC, something about a Swamp Thing Harley, I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Yeah, it's part of the their streaming service.
Okay.
There's going to be they're developing a Swamp Thing show, and I guess there's going to be a Harley Quinn show.
Yeah, along with, like, the Titan show and all the other ones.
Yeah, I think Young Justice is going to be on that.
That'll work.
I don't know.
Okay. They're really trying to do everything they can to get you money.
Yeah. It's kind of what all these companies do.
Yeah. But, so I didn't really look at a whole lot of news. Going on, I decided to make it Avengers Month in honor of Avengers Infinity War. So it's going to be double points on all Avengers books this month. I know I got to fix it.
Okay.
You
don't have it up there either.
Okay. Well, I don't normally put it. I just put it over there. That's normally book club. So we haven't completely solidified it, but I'm thinking we're going to do Lando, the Star Wars Lando trade.
Nice.
Because I think the book club will actually be on the release of Solo. So.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the plan right now. In case you didn't know, Saturday is Free Comic Book Day. Come on out. It's always fun. Lots of stuff given away, lots of sales, hot dogs, cookies, all sorts of goodies. So that's going on. I think Pat has something he wants to talk about. I don't have anything else to talk about. We had a real nice signing today with Jim Rugg. I think that went really well. Real nice guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, lots of good, listening to him talk to people and stuff and move some books. So I think everything went well.
Never read any of that Street Angel, but...
No, neither have I. But at least, the Free Comic Book Day I give a look to, and that'll give me really my first thing. Bye, Matt.
Have a good one, guys.
See you later.
See you.
The concept sounds really interesting. Yeah. I like the concept of it. And I get the new one we were talking about. It's kind of like he described it as Orange is the New Black meets Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
And I'm like, Well, other than the fact that it's kids.
Right, so, I was going to say, I don't think it's that, you know.
Not that graphic, no.
Yeah, angry. I didn't get the impression looking at the
So which one do you consider to be more angry? Lord of the Flies or Orange is the New Black? Because Lord of the Flies.
Right,
is...
right.
But.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, there you go. DC has confirmed Doomsday Clock will hit comic book stores on May 30th. So.
Oh, okay.
So it's not delayed. Fake news. Fake not news. Delayed.
Man, I feel like a dick. Not really.
Are you going to say this is the thing?
That's what it was. Yeah. Delayed your pancakes by a month, but not really.
So we've all seen Avengers Infinity War, so you're gonna, if you haven't seen it, I do apologize, but I've been yelled at for not having seen it. So if you haven't seen it, or do we want to do this at the end?
That's why I figured we'd do it.
We'll do it at the end. Okay, we'll do it at the end. Never mind. Well, stay tuned for a lively discussion of Avengers Infinity War, Thanos Quest. Peter Quill is a dumbass. Oh, sorry, we'll get there.
Yeah. We'll get there.
There you go. So we'll talk about books, recent books. We'll start with Spencer.
Go with The Flash. This issue is when Wally, the original Wally, or Wallace, finally gets...
That's Wally.
Wally. Gets to meet Iris finally and kind of gets to explain, like, how, like, their past history together and things like that. But the issue opens up with him, like, going through the town, checking out some of the, like, there was a flower shop that they showed earlier in the previous story arc. Where he bought flowers for who used to be his wife.
Yeah, Linda Park.
Yeah, and how all the other Flashes are running around town and speed fixing things up and stuff because Central City is all destroyed from the latest Gorilla Grodd attack and all that stuff. But the main focus of the story was the Wally stuff, and at the end...
Does Wally have his powers back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole, like...
Like, that's what... I stopped reading it then, when he lost his powers, when Damien, like...
When they heart-punched him?
Yeah, like, that makes no sense.
But... Yeah, no, like, they haven't even really, in the Titans book, they haven't even really gone, like... mention that anymore. I think I think they just kind of let that go, like one of those comic things that, like, oh, we did that.
Let's off panel, just he healed.
Yeah. Speed Force, it healed him, he's fine.
Yeah.
At least they haven't said anything in a while, so it seems like he's, you know, when he's running, he's about to have a flash war with Barry, so I'd imagine his powers have to be pretty well on point.
That's what I thought. See you later, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
See you,
Tim.
But a cool thing is that the last page of this issue is after finally me and Iris get to talk for a minute, he starts to have these weird, like, visions, and the page panels all broke up with lightning, and it's like one picture you get to see him with, like, with the Titans, with Dick Grayson and Cyborg and, like, the old team, and another one's with him married to Linda, and just a whole bunch of... One where he's in the lab where he gets the chemicals spilled on him and stuff. So just like
the Cyborg had the sweet fro.
Yeah, it was like I don't know if he had the fro. I can't remember if he had the fro, but he had the old school like silver where you could still see parts of his legs and arms and stuff like that. I don't know if he actually had the fro or not. I can't remember that, but and Robin had the.
Did he have the high collar?
I can't remember if he had the high collar, but he didn't have the leggings. It was the green trunks. Like, that's how old school they went.
Nice.
So that one, let's show that. The Terrifics?
Yes.
I forgot to read that.
Did the art change bother you?
A little bit.
It wasn't
who was the artist on this one?
I can't think of the guy.
But it wasn't Doc Shaner?
No.
Because it was like they had two artists lined up, and all of a sudden on issue three, it's a different artist. It's like, what's going on here? The whole point of this whole line was art. So I'm very confused.
Yeah.
And it's not like it was bad art.
No.
It's just, you know.
But it was noticeably different. So, I don't know how I feel about this book.
How does it make you feel, Pat?
I don't know. That's what I just said. I don't know how I feel.
He's working through it now.
Yeah, it's my therapy session as I try to go through this stuff. No, it... Like, it's an interesting concept. And I know, you know, there are certain parallels. You know, to the Fantastic Four, which is fine.
Do you think it's trying too hard?
Yes. Especially, like, the Plastic Man stuff.
Yeah.
Where he's definitely trying to be Johnny Storm. And it's...
You gotta tell me, though, the sling slot, the thing was pretty cool with him and Metamorpho.
Yeah, and when they, instead of the fastball special, it was, like, the hardball special or something like that. I'm like, you know, it's not that it's bad, but you're really trying too hard. You know, I get it. Marvel doesn't have a Fantastic Four ball.
Yeah. At least not yet.
Well, yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if, like, this stays around long enough for that book to come out, and, like, once you have those two books out, how that will be.
Depends on whether or not they make an Incredibles book.
Yeah. I don't know how long they could do, like, the whole they're stuck together thing.
Yeah.
Like, that can get...
Well, I did like that they clarified that. They have to be within a mile of each other. And you're like, oh my God, that's... Really? That gives you a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just... I understand what they're trying to do, and I understand this is more set up. And you guys just... Don't try so hard.
Yeah.
You know, the first issue was really good. Just go back to that.
What it really makes me... What I found, like, with this book, it just makes me how much I wish there was just, like, a Metamorpho book.
Okay.
Because he's like one of my favorite, like, just kind of, like, side kind of, not big characters. And that was one of the main reasons whenever I found out he was going to be in this book. I was probably going to pick it up anyways, but that was just kind of like an added bonus. And it's just like, oh, she just had, like, his own miniseries, at least his own miniseries or something.
Well, I think that's...
You know, well, he did have that story in that Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I never got around to reading those.
Well, it should have come out in its own trade.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, because they broke them all out in their own books. Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you about that, but I never got around to it.
Yeah, I think I can see it. I can see it from here.
Hmm. Might have to get that later then.
Like Saturday.
Twister.
Yeah, like Saturday. Moon Knight?
Yes.
In my stack, I heard interesting things about it.
Moon Knight, I thought was really, really good.
Yeah. Change of pace kind of, like, story.
Yeah, he's sitting there with Frenchie, and he...
Who I'm pretty sure is real now.
Yes. Yeah, Frenchie I'm sure is real. But he's talking about when he was a kid, his father was a rabbi, and he used to go to... I guess it's the temple with his father, and he would study the Torah and all that, and the rabbi that taught his father how to be a rabbi was like an uncle to him.
He liked doing all the Jewish jokes.
Right, yeah. And you know, then we come to find out he's actually a Nazi, and he's into killing Jews.
Very, apt pupil, kind of.
Yes. Very graphically, you know, like, tying them up upside down and bandaging them and, like, torturing them. And that was one of the things Mark said, is he thinks that him dealing with the fear of that is one of the things that it didn't cause his dissociative identity disorder, but...
It definitely didn't help.
Right. He said that probably was a pretty firm crack in the psyche, though.
And... So it seems like that's probably who... He's probably going to be coming back. It seems like that. Because he was talking about being able to use it to extend his life.
Yeah. Figure he was... You know, Mark was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, this guy was in World War II. And it didn't sound like he was, you know, some 16-year-old German recruit.
Yeah.
It sounded like, you know, he was up there, so he, you know, he's got to be pushing 100, 120.
Yeah.
But no, it was a really good issue.
I can't remember, like, before, like, it seems like this issue, or like this series and the Jeff Lemire series, they've been really doing a lot with, like, his, like, the Jewish background. I don't really remember them bringing that up much prior before that. Or if that was even you know, a thing, like, they...
But that's the thing. I mean, if you go back to the other runs, you know, they were dealing with a lot of other issues.
Yeah.
I think here they're trying to round him out more as a person, you know, as opposed to just, you know...
Some psycho guy who likes to cut faces off.
Yeah, he's crazy-ass Moon Knight.
But it was another... I've been, like... This has been one of the series that I have been enjoying since the whole Legacy or... We know what that Marvel is doing. Now, I'm sure he's going to get a new number one here soon.
You know what, though? This doesn't bother me. It's the same thing like Punisher. Because they don't feel it necessary to include... Like, they're completely separate.
Yeah.
You know, Deadpool, they'll find a way to throw Deadpool in everything. They keep Moon Knight out. I'm happy with that.
I think I saw something like Marvel Studios is interested in, like, I guess they're looking into doing a Moon Knight movie or something, which I think would be
something with them.
I think it'd be better, like a better Netflix show than a movie.
Yeah, I agree, but
that's about it. Anything else I read wasn't really. You're just so nothing.
Okay.
To brag. Wasn't the best about. Thing ever?
Not the best things ever.
Oh, so now you're using my scale of best thing ever, worst thing ever.
That was a little,
Only two options.
I didn't say that's it. You only got one side of
the
scale. Yeah,
the best thing ever or the worst thing ever.
Do you like anybody on the internet then?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, somehow less racist. Detective Comics.
Yeah.
Colin, did you read the
I did not. It's at home, but I...
Okay. So, Tim is essentially absorbed by Brother Eye.
Okay.
And indoctrinated into the OMAC program. And, you know, he's talking to Cassie, telling her, you know, he's doing this for her, you know, to protect her. Batman and Batwoman are fighting together against OMAX because they were able to... They were colony soldiers that were taken over.
Okay.
And essentially made into OMAX. And they had to fight together because either one of them independently, they would have been able to anticipate what they were going to do. But together, I guess they wouldn't. And then in the end, Batman goes to spoiler to hell, which I kind of makes sense. What's a little bit different about this? They've kind of been pushing Tim along a path, and it seems like Tim had been a willing participant up until this point. And now he's pretty clearly like, this guy Ulysses is off his rocker.
Another, like, a cool thing about this issue is, like, you get to see, like, what was going on inside of, like, Tim's head as he's getting turned into an OMAC. I haven't read a whole bunch of stuff with the OMACs in it, so I don't know if they've ever done anything like that before. But I thought that was, like, an interesting little, like, you actually, like, what it's like for somebody who's getting turned into this thing.
And you know how OMAC normally looks with, like, the fin and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tim doesn't look that way. He looks like Bat OMAC.
Okay. Now, wasn't Tim the one that was the new Batman Beyond for a while? Poor Tim.
Well, that was
this
in a different
guy.
Separated that was... time future line.
Because right, but I'm just saying, but just this poor guy.
He in any kind of future, he does not have it easy.
Well, and, you know, they've kind of wiped out his past as Robin. I mean,
yeah,
they're kind of like, F this guy. Which, yeah.
Everybody thought Jason Todd had it rough.
Yeah, I mean, they just killed him off, but, you know, they brought him back.
Yeah.
But it was a decent path, I think. You know, I think I kind of know a little bit better where they're going to take mm-hmm. this now.
And again, it's just kind of like, I wish they would just kind of wrap this kind of story up.
I'm not so much interested in the colony, but I'm curious what the true fallout will be for what happened to Clayface.
Yeah.
And I get why they're dragging it out a little bit, but I really wish they wouldn't. I just want to see what's going to happen here. Mara, are you reading that?
No.
I read the first one. I got behind.
Okay. So at the end of last issue, just as Orm is about to kill Mara, they're in Amnesty Bay and they've been fighting. His family shows up, which is the woman and son and kid that he saved at the end mm-hmm. of Forever Evil. And so I believe her name is Erin. She kind of brokers between Orm and Mara working together to try to save Atlantis. And of course, there's a lot of talk about how she does, you know, she understands loyalty and all that, but probably not to the extent that they feel, you know, being of royal blood or whatever. Right. So they have to go to Zebel to get an army because the Atlantean, like, they need an army in order to stop what's going on. And I'm not reading Aquaman, so I assume it's playing into that. So that was their plan, was to go see if they can get the Zebel army.
How many issues are left? Because this is just a miniseries, right?
Yeah, this was 3. I mean, there's a total of 6. So, but it was interesting.
You know, do you feel like you've missed out on anything with not reading the Aquaman title? Or?
I do. This is a good story.
Yeah.
But kind of the...
Is Abnett writing this too? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm missing the background stuff. So, you know, and that's fine. Like, you know, her getting hurt, I can kind of just accept that. Like, that happened.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see what's going on. Like, you know, Aquaman's nowhere to be found. You know, just... And, of course, there's the whole, well, we can't call the Justice League because if you bring surface dwellers down there, it's going to make it worse.
And it just seems like nobody ever... anybody in the Justice League in the solo series never wants to call the Justice League to help with anything ever. No. Like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got a whole team of people.
Yeah.
Including Batman.
Yeah. And I mean, and if they're not, you know, they're probably not... No one's saying they're not doing anything, but...
Flash can always find some time.
Yeah.
You know? Superman can always find some time. You know, he's over in Hamilton County at the fair. I think he can...
Well, not anymore, right?
Uh-huh. He was in the last issue. Sure. But that... Yeah, it's pretty good. And it's Stabbity Bunny. So... We finally found out that the bunny itself is magic, which is kind of what I thought the whole time. Because there's this cannibal that was going to eat this little girl, and first he decides to eat this stuffed bunny, and then it pulls him apart.
So it's kind
from
of a
inside.
Dumb cannibal. Okay.
Well, he did it to torture the little girl.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it pulls him apart from the inside, and we find out magic is involved. I guess generations of the family past, they kind of banned themselves from doing magic because they knew it would bring evil.
Okay.
And, you know, there's an evil rising or whatever. And so the little girl is just kind of learning. It's kind of like, you know, that the Harry Potter thing where she didn't know she was magic and then she does something. It's, you know, kind of like that. I can't tell you much more about the book because I'm not exactly sure, but it's been good.
Good.
So, yeah.
Right. With a name like Stabbity Bunny, I mean...
The title sold me on the book. I mean, like, how could I not read something called Stabbity Bunny?
See, what you need is a crossover between Stabbity Bunny and Doc Ark.
Get on that, Pat.
I'll get right on that. So, Colin?
That's all you got? Okay.
I read Batman and the Signal.
Okay.
Nothing. It was not good.
It wasn't? Okay.
No. The first issue was okay. The second issue I didn't like, but it was like, okay, well, it's only three. I'm going to read the third one. The third one was...
Wasn't good.
Okay. Yeah, it was bad.
Okay. Hunt for Wolverine. Nobody else read Hunt for Wolverine?
Sorry.
They're hunting for him.
Oh, I'll start reading when they find him.
Okay.
Where's Wolvie?
Well, here's what... So it starts off... It was interesting. It starts off with the Reavers. Are trying to steal Wolverine. They're on a mission. Someone's paying them to do this. And they
not
all...
because they were in a Logan movie, but probably because they
were
in a Logan
but
movie.
They're all pretty beat up. Probably. They all need upgrades. Their mechanisms are all broken and stuff. But this one has some sort of power that can open the thing. So they trigger some alarm. The X-Men show up. They're all fighting. And the one who has this power does, and it splits open the statue, or, you know, Wolverine and the adamantium.
Okay.
And it's empty. He's not in there. Oh, my gosh.
It was a trap door.
It was.
It's a trap.
Well, it turns out previously, possibly right after it happened, or closer to when it happened, Kitty phased him out, but it was very, very difficult.
Okay.
I don't know.
Comic books.
Yeah, comic books. She phases him out. Beast runs all these tests. Nope, he's dead. There's no signs of life in all the tests he ran. So they have a funeral. They have a funeral and they bury him. And then she comes back. I forget if it was a birthday or something, but she comes back and is kind of sitting on the grave talking to him. And then something piques her interest and she, like, phases down and realizes he's not there. It's an empty grave. So now basically started the hunt for Wolverine. Where is he? And then kind of visits all these different people, which is setting up these four miniseries, like visits Daredevil, visits Sabretooth, visits, you know, somebody else. So it's set up the four different miniseries for Hunt for Wolverine. And then it kind of shows that he's out there, but he doesn't remember everything that's going on. So, you know, a little amnesia or whatever. So not bad. A good setup, but definitely setting up those four minis.
Okay.
Avengers 690 was really just an aftermath. They're rebuilding the mansion. Then another story. They're talking to Venus Voyager. And she's like, no, you know, they ask her to stay, and she's like, no, I'm not worthy. I have some, you know, growing up to do or whatever. So she leaves. But then it does show the Game Master, Endwe Nast. He went and recruited... I'm pretty sure it was Thanos' group. Saying, hey, you know, you guys... The Black Order going... I want to say it was the Black Order. He went to one of the groups, but I think the Black Order was the other guy's team, so I think he recruits them for a mission. And then... Oh, that's right. Voyager goes and she finds the other guy at the end of the universe, the one that was beaten, the Challenger. And basically he's, like, in shackles, and he's like, I'm going to break out of these one day, but in the meantime I want to know what's going on, and he's watching... like, the events of the world on these screens. So it's like one of those, the end? ? Type of thing. So
That's what you get after 16 issues?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was a decent story. I just thought it probably could have been tightened up a little. And then it's also talking about Quicksilver went missing at the end. And he has a mini-series coming up to explain what happened to him. So, Deep Roots, number one. This is by Vault Comics. This was a very weird book. Basically, plant life is rebelling against the humans. They've had enough.
Sounds like Poison Ivy's.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they introduce a couple characters, and then even in the captions, like, yep, nope, you thought this story was going to be about him. No, he's dead. And then another one, it definitely looks like he's going to be the main character, and then it kills him off. So it was kind of interesting. All these characters keep dying off, so we don't even really have a main character yet. Definitely a lot of supernatural type stuff. There's this one guy, and he's carrying this box, and he's just walking. And that's his mission, is just to walk, and he'll know when it's done. And then he runs into this character and presents the box and stuff. So, but interesting. And like I said, Vault Comics, I give them credit. They did Wasted Space as well. Different, definitely different book. Interesting, really, the art was interesting as well. Not in a bad way, just different. Different style of art than I'm used to. But good. So, Exiles 2.
The face says it all.
They finished gathering the team, the last two being Valkyrie from the movie and Little Wolvie from the cartoon. Because he's looking for Pi.
Little Wolvie from the cartoon.
Yeah, it's a chibi cartoon version of Wolverine.
Okay.
And the weird thing with this is they're going from world to world.
Oh, that's right, because this is all the different universes. Yeah. Okay.
As they're going, this giant, like, Galactus head is following them and destroys the worlds that they leave. And it's like, well, stop going to these worlds. You're destroying them. If it wasn't for you, but her little... I apologize. Her little armband thing sends them where they need to go. And Nick Fury is the one who has sent them on all these missions. Role is the Watcher. Okay. The one on the moon. So this one ends with all of a sudden they come back to Nick Fury with the whole team, but the other Watchers are there and are basically saying, you're interfering. We are just to watch. We are not to interfere. You now need to be eliminated. So they're about to kill Nick Fury with this big gun, but first Little Wolvie gets in the way, but then Blink does, saying no, and she puts her arm out, and the little fancy thing that sends them to world gets shot. And now it's, hey, it's Miss, you know, doing wrong, so who knows where they'll be. So that's kind of setting up the lost in time kind of storyline.
So they want to punish Nick Fury for interfering,
because he's gathering them to stop this thing when their job is to watch.
I get it. So they want to kill him for interfering.
Right.
And in order to do that, they then have to interfere with the
correct. Of I believe one of the characters made that, that exact argument.
That seems a bit hypocritical. Nope.
One of them made that exact argument. So, it was fine. This is coming out really fast. Issue 3 is next week. And then I read Invincible Iron Man. Now, I fully admit I really hadn't read any Invincible Iron Man. I read a couple from the beginning. But this is the one where Tony Stark's back. And he's back, but he has, like, no hair, no facial hair. Like, his whole body is, like, regenerating. He rebooted himself. Well, it's funny because he's
Tony Stark with no facial hair.
He's going to meet his mom, and he has all this stuff glued on.
Going to meet his mom.
Yes, apparently his mom and dad are now known.
No, that's right, because he's not really Tony Stark.
Right, he's adopted, he's not a star. And it's his mom, and she says that she had killed his dad, who was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, who was also a Hydra double agent. And when she found that out, she killed him. Well, not so fast. Last page revealed, dad wants to meet his son. So, it was a little confusing, but I owe that to I have not read the other issues. It was fine. There's one more issue. It concludes in 600 before launching Tony Stark Iron Man by Dan Slott. So, that's all I read. I do apologize, but I've been doing other stuff. We've been doing Free Comic Book Day prep since Free Comic Book Day's coming. So, that's what I read. So normally, we'd be wrapping up.
We would drone on for another hour and a half.
True, but we're going to drone on for another hour and a half now with Avengers Infinity War. So Pat hated it. So
Pat thought it was terrible.
Pat did not hate it. Pat said shit got real fast.
Yeah,
that was, and it was almost like as soon as the movie opened, like, because they opened on the distress call and all that, which I get why they did that, but I wanted to see that battle.
Yeah.
But ignoring that, like, just the way the music was playing and all that, you're like, oh, this ain't going to be good. And it's like, okay, well, I know Thor's going to make it out of here. I know Hulk's going to make it out of here. Who else is going to make it out of here? And I was like, where's Valkyrie? She should be here.
Well, I kept on seeing a thing that they think that Valkyrie and Quag, or...
Yeah, Korg and Meek.
Like, winning, because they said he killed half of his people. They think that they might have been able to get, like, the other half off, like, in an escape pod or something like that.
And now they're on Tatooine, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it just started off, like, wow.
Like, I feel bad for, like, anybody who didn't go and watch that, did, like, the end of the trailer thing for Ragnarok, because if you didn't watch that, you'd be like, what's going on? Like,
that's the thing. Like, this was not a sequel to The Avengers. This was a sequel to
10 years of movies.
Well, yeah, you know, to Guardians, to Doctor Strange, to Thor Ragnarok, and to Civil War.
Yeah.
More than, and you know, normally, like, you can sit there and you can watch Return of the Jedi, and pretty much, okay, I can pick up what's going on, and you know, things are what they are. I don't think you can do that with this. There's two, like, it starts off like, wait, what's going on? Who are these people? Why does this guy care? What do you mean you have a Hulk? What, you know, there's callbacks and references and jokes and all that. It's like, wow, it's, you know, just a lot.
I was almost waiting for that first fight scene for Thanos to pick up Thor by the ankle and just start ragdagging him around.
We have a Hulk. Ooh. Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Hulk went bitch after that.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm done playing. They, you know, Thanos is getting ready to, you know, make his kill, and Hulk gets whisked away back to Earth thanks to Heimdall, and, you know, Heimdall gets killed. And then we're immediately treated to Doctor Strange and Wong. And I like that scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just... Yeah, that to me is like, that's just such a New York thing. You know, they're arguing about what they're going to get at the deli.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I still hate Doctor Strange accent. Hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's New England. He should have a New England accent. A little touch, even a little touch of the British accent would be fine. Upper crust.
Okay.
New England accent. Instead, he sounds like he's from Milwaukee. You know, he's got the most bland middle America accent, which doesn't fit the character. And I get
maybe Cumberbatch can't do a New England
possibly
accent.
Then let him be British. Give him the British accent.
You ever see, you ever watch those videos of him doing impressions of a whole bunch of different people and stuff like that? Yeah, like he's really seems to be really good, like, at being able to do different things.
Like it reminds me, oh man, this is...
Except say penguin, he can't say penguin.
Here's a weird one for you. Hans Gruber's accent when he runs into John McClane.
Yeah.
It's just this generic...
Oh, God!
Yeah, it's just so generic where I think the British or even, you know, it's just... But every time he talks, it's like, no, that's not... It just sounds wrong. I'm sorry. I don't have anything to base it on, just the character... And just, again, New England doctor.
But that's just, I think if they went full Boston, that would have been annoying.
No, absolutely. But
although,
just,
you know what, though? Major Winchester on MASH.
Yes. Yeah.
That probably would have worked.
Something like that, where that he just, it's just so middle America.
Would everything have been wicked awesome, though, after? Like, he did a spell that was wicked awesome.
It's a wicked pissing. Yeah, that, I... But no, I think Winchester would have worked. That, yeah. Okay. I could see that.
So that's all.
Yeah.
Minor quibble. But Hulk coming through, that was great. Them going out on the street.
Yeah.
The battle. I thought that the Ebony Maw was fantastic.
Well, even before that, though, the interaction between Strange and Tony Stark. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was yep. just two giant yep. egos going at each other. That was good.
I did see one thing online for later in the movie, but that I thought it was perfect. It's like, wait a minute, you have Peter Quill, Iron Man, and Doctor Strange all in the same conversation, and at no point did he say something along the lines of, no shit, Sherlock. And he was with two guys who played Sherlock Holmes. It's like, how did you miss that? So, I enjoyed that.
That might have been too meta.
True. True, but now, like, that battle, no problem.
With Ebony Maw yeah, and no Obsidian?
Yeah, no problem with that at all. The power levels, things like that. That was fine. It was later in the movie I had some
problems. I know what your problem is. It's the same problem you have with all of them.
No, there was that, but yeah. But no, I thought that was well done.
When Spider-Man comes in and you know, it's just so ridiculous. Well, the space guys are trying to get a stone or get a necklace from a wizard. Hey, there's the wizard. Go get him.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we know who all these characters are, but they haven't interacted, and to get all these things kind of clashing together at the first time, it was very interesting. So Doctor Strange is of course captured by Ebony Maw, and he's going to be taken to Titan, and Stark and Peter.
Yep. Everything about that was great.
You do a good job when you can make the Iron Spider legs work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? And I don't know if I just missed that they were going to use those or me, because I wasn't trying to, like, pay attention to a whole bunch of any, like, articles or anything, but whenever those popped out of it, I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. And as he kept on using them, I was like, oh, this doesn't look, like, ridiculous or, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the bleeding edge armor thing, that I kind of had an issue with, just because him putting it back in his chest that way.
Yeah, that was,
like,
weird.
I kind of had the same question as Pepper does. Like, what the hell, Tony?
Yeah, I thought at three, you got rid of all that. Yeah. No, but I love how they got rid of Ebony Maw. I thought that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. By just punching... Wait, the aliens.
Yeah, have you ever seen Aliens? It's, because he did the same thing in Civil War.
Have you seen that really old movie? Yep.
Bastard. Yeah, so, you know, that's going on. In the meantime, Thor is rescued by the Guardians, and I thought
nice
that scene was
relief.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised they undid the eye so quickly. So.
Yeah and no.
No, I get it, but it was just kind of funny, and the way they did it was funny.
Yeah.
Drax, I enjoyed that. I'm standing, you cannot see me.
So... they've made him the comic relief, which is fine, but I think that then detracts from him trying to be, I'm going to go, you know, like, he was on a mission in the first Guardians, and then, of course, you know, he's literal, so that's kind of where the joke comes into us, but if he's so literal, the whole, my movements are so slow, they're imperceptible, like, he wouldn't have said that, because... He's literal.
And Mantis coming in and go, oh, hi, Drax.
Yeah, and, you know, that part I liked. The whole
Rabbit
scene was
keeps
funny.
Keeps calling Rocket Rabbit.
Yes. And I love that relationship with them. That was really good.
You speak Groot? Yeah, they cut down
it.
It
was an elective. Like, oh, okay. And then when they get to Nidavellir.
I love when he said that one thing and everybody went, whoa!
Real?
Well, yeah. No, but he said something, and they all responded.
Like, that's one time, like, they should, whenever, like, in one of the releases, they need to give Groot subtitles.
I think it's more fun.
That's right, yeah, you have some sap on you. But I like, you know, so then Peter Dinklage shows up, and I thought that was great casting. You know, they use a dwarf to be a dwarf.
Yeah.
And, you know... Thanks to special effects,
he's,
you know, 20 foot tall or 30 foot tall compared to everybody else, to create Stormbreaker.
That was hilarious that it was Dinklage.
I had a problem with him using Stormbreaker, and then that means Beta Ray Bill will never show up in the universe.
Well, did it look like Stormbreaker, though?
It was the ultimate version of Stormbreaker.
Okay.
Stormbreaker is more rounded. Beta Ray Bill's version is more rounded.
But like the handle, that was...
The handle was very good, yeah.
Well, maybe later on, Thor gets his own hammer back, you know, and then, you know, the Stormbreaker will be put off, you know.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's a question I gotta ask.
What?
Jermaine. In the new Avengers, Thor has a hammer. And I'm like, at the end of 705...
Does he get Jane's hammer?
No, what happened was... Well, Jane had his hammer.
Yeah.
But what happened was, in order to save the day, she tied up... whoever the bad guy was that was destroyed Asgard, and threw the hammer into the sun, telling it not to come back.
Okay.
So the hammer's gone, but that's why she died, because she could survive when she held the hammer, because she was Thor, but by getting rid of the hammer, now she turned Jane Foster, and she died. So that, and at no point, and I flipped through 706, I didn't read the whole thing, but I'm not 100% sure, it didn't look like he got a new hammer, and all of a sudden in the new Avengers number one, he just has a hammer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Because there are so many competing storylines in this, but at no point did I feel like you were either shortchanged on anything.
Mm-hmm. Or the pacing was like... The pacing was really good.
I never felt it slow down. That's what a lot of people said. It just keeps going and going. Yeah. Absolutely. Nice little strange cameo from Red Skull.
Yes.
That was unexpected.
He apparently is the guardian of the Soul Stone.
Well, not anymore.
No, but he
blew that.
Yeah, that required a sacrifice. I love that scene because Thanos could have so easily been a two-dimensional villain. You know, he was truly just a mad titan. And you know, they changed his motivation a bit. You know, where he wants to save the universe. Just his method is a little off. But having to sacrifice Gamora and the emotion he showed there, I mean, it truly pained him to do that. That made him more than just, you know, a comic book villain.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really nice choice.
Especially with all the flashbacks that they were shown with, like, how he saved her and... As a child, and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know, or even when he changes reality, and then, you know, she kills him, and, you know, I knew you still cared. You know, that part, and, you know, obviously he didn't feel that way for, what's her face?
Oh, Gamora.
No, not Gamora.
Nebula.
Yeah. Although he was not happy about Maul being killed.
Yeah.
You know, and then down on Earth, the Secret Avengers.
Yeah, but yeah, basically.
They go to Wakanda to get help.
After just happened to save Vision.
Yeah, what they want to do is take the mind gem out of Vision and destroy it. They can't do it, but
yeah,
you know, they think
he had no problem doing it.
yeah. Well, so that stuff in Wakanda, I know you're gonna have a problem with that because it's the army that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But two things about that. One, he was the one that sent the Chitauri. So, yes, he's going to send an army. It doesn't matter. And two, it's Thanos. To him, it really doesn't matter.
Right. No. I get that.
That part makes perfect sense.
My problem with it was, look at these hordes. They're unstopping. And no one was even remotely injured.
Well, it's funny because, like, they had Black Panther get surrounded by him and all that. But it's like, he's in a vibranium suit. They can't break through that.
Right, but like those big wheels come through, and all Black Widow did was turn her back, and it went past her. It's like, okay.
Well, I mean, it's going in a straight line, whatever. Although that led up to a great moment, too, when Scarlet Witch shows up and like throws it away, and Okoye goes, why was she up there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, you know, she is your strongest fighter. Why is she not there?
My one problem with that scene, beyond just the unending army of nothing...
was I don't think Black Widow could have beaten Proxima Midnight. I think that fight was a little bit off. The first time, yes, when she caught her by surprise.
Yes.
In the with the vision there, yes. But the second time in the open field, I didn't buy that.
No, even with Okoye's help, I still don't.
No, I don't. I didn't buy that one.
Other than that,
that was really my only problem. Just as all those things were coming through the opening, I was just kind of sitting there going, okay. Like somebody else brought up, where were the rhinos?
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good point. Well, yeah. No, because I don't think the rhinos were in the city.
Okay. But, that scene just... I mean, I liked seeing the gorilla man and all that. That was very cool, but...
Gorilla tribe. Boku and the gorilla tribe. Yeah.
But just overall, it was one of those, okay, let's move on.
Thanos, of course, gets all the gems. Except for the Mind Stone, he comes to Earth and lays waste to the Avengers yet again.
Well, we kind of skipped over the fight that he had with... was the Time Stone the last stone? The Time Stone was Doctor Strange.
That was him being a straight-up dumbass.
Yeah.
Because they pretty much had him beat. But...
Not saying they would have had him down, but...
No. Glove almost came off.
He had it like right to the fingertip. At the same time, though, Strange knew that wasn't going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he knew there was only one way they could do it. He knew how this had to go. And that was... I saw something like, why would he give it to him? Well, Doctor Strange is very clear. He's seen 14 million of these. Yeah. It only works one way. And he also specifically told Tony, if it comes down between you and the stone, I will not save you. I will not save Peter. So there's a reason why he did what he did.
Yeah.
Just
hope Peter wasn't needed.
That scene was heartbreaking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was...
I didn't care about anyone else. That one bothered me. When Thanos, and anyone that's read the Infinity Gauntlet knows what happened. Or, that part Silver wasn't Surfer. A surprise. Oh,
right. Are you happy you got your finger snapped? It didn't end with the movie,
I almost wanted it to end that way, but I was talking to my wife after the movie, and she said, so you would want to wait a full year to find out who dies and who doesn't?
Yeah.
I said... Yeah, you're right. I don't know that I would. But after seeing, the way Peter died, because the rest of them, it was like, they just kind of float away, whatever. But Peter was like, Mr. Stark, I don't want to go.
I would feel so good.
Yeah. That was like, oh.
And I think it doesn't help, too, because we just got Spider-Man into the Marvel Universe, too.
Yes.
Like, everybody else has been there for almost 10 years, it's whatever.
Yes. And that was like, when you look at who died and who didn't, I was prepared for everyone that survived to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that was, in my opinion anyway, a problem with the way they ended the movie. We know there's going to be a Black Panther sequel. We know there's going to be a Doctor Strange sequel. There's already a Spider-Man sequel shooting. We know these movies will come out. Don't kill them. Kill Stark. Kill Cap.
Well,
they may not come back.
Right.
Well, that's to the... They're probably going to have to sacrifice themselves to bring everybody else back. Is probably what it's going to be.
Right, but that's... There's some actual... I'll bring it back to Empire. At the end of Empire, the reason why they froze Han Solo and Carbonite is they didn't think Harrison Ford would come back.
Mm.
So, if he came back, we could do something.
Right.
If he doesn't come back, that's fine. Now, what sucked is back then, you had to wait 3 years to find out what happened. But here, I know Spider-Man's coming back.
Yeah.
So, don't kill him. Kill someone like, Chris Evans, who's already said, I'm done with the Marvel movies. Mm. Maybe he'll be back. We know he shot scenes for it, but that could end up being a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
It could be him in the Soul Stone. There's lots of ways you could have done it and kept
some suspense, but
that just goes to show you like how good of a job they did with making the movie, that you knew like when those characters were dying that they were going to be back, but still it's just that
And Gamora is in the Soul Stone. I absolutely believe she's coming back.
I'm saying that that's another like I remember seeing a thing where they were saying probably like all the ones that like disappeared will most likely come back there, but like what about you think like you know Loki and Hindale?
Those two I don't think will. She's trapped in the Soul Stone, so I think one of two things will happen. She will either come back at the end of this, or she won't. But at
there you go. Okay.
But Adam Warlock is going to be in the third Guardians movie, and since he's linked to the Soul Stone, that's how she'll come back is because of that. So I don't think they'll kick Zoe Saldana out, although she's doing the back-to-back, I think, Avatar movies, and there's two Star Trek movies, I think, coming. So maybe that's why they did what they did with her. At the same time, the sky was orange, she's in the stone. Mm. So let's,
That's one thing I'm interested to see, like, with them not having Adam Warlock back, because, you know, he was a big thing from the comic of how they were able to defeat him.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm like, you know, I basically have an idea, you know.
Well, that's what the stinger was.
Yeah.
At the end, you know, when the rapture is going on, Nick Fury busts out his 1990s era pager.
Yeah.
And it makes a page, Carol Danvers.
I was disappointed by that.
I was too. I wanted her to show up.
I don't care about that. I just don't. What's she going to do against Thanos?
We don't know what her power set is.
Right. Well, it's whatever the writer needs it to be. Here's what I wanted to show up on the. Here's what I wanted to show up on the. On the beeper.
That would have worked.
If you have a problem of this magnitude and you're Nick Fury, who do you call?
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Except
I understand. I completely understand.
Had they known the Fox deal was going to go?
Yeah.
Because it can still get deep six.
I wanted the four to show up on the pager because that's who you call. Who did you call when Galactus was coming? So when it was Ms. Marvel, I was just like, what?
I don't disagree. That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome.
But
I know.
Yeah. Marvel and Fox can't get along.
But it's not a Fantastic Four movie. Can we just use the character? You know, some.
I know. It's all.
How much did it make?
I know. They had the money to do it.
They had.
But that's. Yeah. You're right, though. That would have been.
Yeah.
I mean.
That would have sucked.
The internet would have exploded.
That would have sucked the. I saw it Thursday night in South Hills. I have never been in a theater that quiet.
Yeah.
If that would have happened, the oxygen would have just sucked out of the room.
It would have been fantastic. So that I was just.
It would have been fantastic.
It would have.
That would have been a pretty cool. But I was disappointed they didn't show her, just because. Like, I know who it is. My wife did.
Right. Like, Jermaine's like, oh, that's going to sell a lot of books. And after I watch it, I'm like, eh.
No, it isn't. It's going to sell movie tickets in March.
Which volume one do I start with?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's going to be the next question is, obviously, she's going to be in the new red and blue costume. And then I saw she's in, like, a green and black costume. But
well,
is she going to be in the binary costume?
Right.
Is she gonna
that could be just the motion capture costume. You know, who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's possible, too.
I heard that people were saying that it should have been, like, the Nova Corps that Fury was calling.
Well, except
they
Nova
said they
Corps,
killed the planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the while, he would have killed half the planet.
Right.
Yeah, as long as Richard Rider survived.
What half of Asgard did he leave alive?
He had nothing to do with that.
You mean the quarter?
No, the ship. Seems to me like everybody on that ship was killed.
Well, right, but we know that Valkyrie, Meek, Korg, and...
That's true.
Did what's his name make it back in? Scourge?
I thought he died.
I thought
he sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Best movie ever. I don't know the best movie, but it was...
It was very, very, very good. Enjoyable. No, it was very good. I mean, I still like Winter Soldier better as a superhero movie. I like all the intrigue and everything that happened in that.
I like the Winter Soldier better as a movie.
Yeah, well, you just said best movie ever.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, Winter, and we talked about this earlier, Winter Soldier would have worked if you took Captain America out of the equation. If you would have just put Harrison Ford in there, him Jack Ryan, or, you know...
Other than the elevator scene, but yeah.
Okay.
No. I'm
not
going to
say Triple X because Vin Diesel can't act, but
I am Groot.
He did a fantastic job as Groot.
I am Groot,
Playing the video game.
Cutting his arm off to be.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What a sacrifice. But then it was back right away. I was like, that was quick.
He can shoot
vines and stuff. He was doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff in that fight. Yeah. Oh. Hey, thanks for saving me. I am Groot. I'm Steve Rogers.
Yeah. And then Rocket with one of Bucky's arms.
I'm gonna get that arm. Rocket disappeared too, right? Didn't he?
No, Rocket.
No, was Rocket
is
still?
Groot
did.
Only
yeah, Groot did.
Member of the Guardians left.
Well, that's if you count. Do you count Nebula?
Did Mantis?
No, Mantis died. Or,
did she?
You know, she disappeared.
Okay.
She was the first one to go.
Okay.
And then Drax.
Yeah.
Then Peter.
Okay.
Nebula's... I don't know.
Nebula was such a... That was one thing. She was like a non-factor. I thought she would bring something a little bit more.
I think because she showed
she's
up...
She's
going to
help Tony
late.
Get back home.
That's what I think, is she's going to help Tony.
Okay.
They'll probably use her escape pod.
But man, that torture... Oh, that was...
There was a real weird effect going on because he had her head split, and the way the camera panned, it kind of lined itself back up and re-underlined.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
I think it was intentional, but that was good. But no, it was good. It was very good.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, it's pretty rare when a theater gets that quiet. And it was like, you know, I had... On one side of me, there was a couple. On the other side, there was a bunch of, you know, college kids. There's, it was like, you know, everybody's mouth just agape.
Yeah.
Like, that just happened.
The only thing that killed me at our showing was there was a kid. We were, like, in the front row of the back section.
Okay.
And then there was the front section where, you know, the head leaner.
Yeah.
Some, like, a kid. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but it seemed like there were kids from, like, a youth home. And they were all sitting, there were probably 10 or 12 of them, but they brought their own candy, and they were passing the bags the entire time, but they were very crinkly bags. So the entire movie was crinkle, 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 crinkle. So there are many lines I didn't hear because they were crinkled out. And it was just like one of those, you're like, oh, I don't want to say anything, but knock it off. You know, just because it was like the Giant Eagle bag that they were passing that had the candy in, but it just... There were three bags in constant motion the entire time, and it was just like...
Where did you go?
Southwest Village.
Okay.
I didn't realize Monday is... It's $5 movies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was the three of us... It was me, Katie, and Deck went, and popcorn and drink, and it was like $33. I'm like, damn. Yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for times, and all of a sudden I looked to see what it was there, and it was $5.99 a ticket. I'm like... That seems really cheap. And then I looked at, even over at Galleria, $12 and everywhere else. And I'm just like, okay, it's stupid not to go there. If three of us can go for basically one, that's dumb. And I can get my popcorn. And although seeing with my son now, we're going to have to get two popcorns. Mm. Or a bigger popcorn. We got the big bag, but maybe I need the bucket.
For him? And then...
Well, to share. But...
It's
was
a problem with kids. You feed them, and they.
I know the damn kid's taller than me. His feet are bigger than mine too. I had to get him shoes, and they're bigger than mine. I'm like, son of a.
And he's happens. only 13. Ugh. So.
But I think they were able to do, like, a lot of, like, they had serious moments, but the way they interjected the comedy and stuff, like, how whenever the two Peters were talking about Footloose.
Yeah, no,
the greatest movie ever. No, it never was.
Yeah, no, I thought, I didn't think the humor was overdone like it was in Guardians 2.
I think it was needed because, like I said, it got real from the very beginning.
No,
it
was
good. You had to throw some jokes to break that up.
Did you guys notice there was, like, a lot of stuff they showed in the trailers?
There wasn't.
In the
movie?
Yeah,
that's what I heard. I was just listening to the Comic Conspiracy podcast on the way back from lunch. Yeah, and they were talking about maybe they filmed a separate trailer, you know, special scenes just for the trailer that should have been in the movie but then got cut, but they left.
I mean, they do that, but there was stills released of when they're all running in Wakanda,
right.
And the Hulk's there. Well, the Hulk wasn't there;
right.
He was in Hulkbuster,
right?
And
because Hulk wasn't there, because Hulk's a
bitch. Yeah, he bitched out.
Well, we may get Smart Hulk now because it looks like he's trying to take control of it, kind of.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk.
Yeah, we'll see.
How many people died?
Half. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody
that
but
was
the
Superman,
originals.
Everybody be yelling at Superman.
Well, and, you know, and that was the funny thing. I was like, you know, everybody gives DC hell about, oh, they're so dark. Marvel wiped out half their cast.
Yeah.
Even in the Deadpool trailer.
Yeah, that was funny.
That will not be in the movie. Just like pump your hate brakes, Thanos. Pretty sure will not make it in the movie. Or maybe it will. I mean, he is, you know, he is meta, so it's possible that he won't. But
no, that was very enjoyable.
Yeah,
I'll probably go see it again.
Yeah,
and then gotta wait a year.
See what I missed. Yeah,
it's gonna be a tough year. Although we get Ant-Man next month.
We got Deadpool. We got...
Yeah, Deadpool next month and Ant-Man in July.
Then something else.
We have Solo in there, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not superhero, it helps.
Teen Titans go to the movies.
Yeah.
Colin won't go see, but I'll go see.
So I heard this theory about with Hawkeye that... You know, during the end where everybody's again disappearing.
His family goes.
Yeah, his family
and
goes.
And he goes
that.
Nomad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my guess is...
That's probably going to be the teaser at Ant-Man. Is going to be, like, everything that happened in this movie is going to be, like,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Ant-Man takes place and probably ends right at the beginning of the rapture.
And it's also nice to see that Spider-Man might have a spider sense now.
Yes.
Well, you saw that in the trailer with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was just, like, they were able to get Wong in there.
Yeah.
And then Peter's friend was in there.
Yeah. Stan Lee was in there.
Yeah. Well, Stan Lee has to be.
Right, but he wasn't, like, you know, comatose like he looked in the pictures of that convention, so...
Poor Stan.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, the dude is in his 90s,
oh, I know.
So...
Late 90s. Yeah.
Sorry to bring up Stan, Josh.
But no, it's when you have a comic book, you can throw these characters in because you're not paying people money to do it, and it's great to see that it made $250 million in its first 4 days. I think Marvel's going to be okay with this, but you know they're not afraid to we'll bring this guy in, and do whatever. Did you see the trailer for Venom?
Yeah.
While you're in there?
Yeah.
Now I want to go see that.
Yeah. But what I saw was hilarious. Somebody had mocked up a Quaker Oats thing with Venom's picture, and then instead of Quaker, it said Symbi. Because the way she said it, Symbi Oats.
Yeah. It's a symbiote.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, because I just remember the first time I saw that, it was one of those... What'd she say? Symbiote? That's not it.
Yeah. Well, apparently someone else mocked up the trailer and gave him googly eyes.
I saw that. Yeah. That was hilarious. That was very funny. I enjoyed that greatly. Great googly moogly.
That's great. Who are the chefs?
I just hope in that movie that the big tongue thing isn't like a constant, like, as he's just like standing there walking around.
Yeah, the going over his head was really weird, but then the scene after. Yeah. Like, when he did it, I was just like, that didn't look right.
But once it
yeah
kind of came together, it did.
Well, because they've been doing that in the comics, like, whenever they have, like, the mouth come up over the head.
Okay.
But it's just like, I've just never been a fan of the huge Venom tongue. And, like, you know...
The ladies are.
Well...
That's what she said.
So, Infinity War.
Good. Go see it.
I'm sure whoever's listening to this has seen it. Probably
hopefully
multiple times.
Or they wouldn't have listened.
We can't be held responsible if they listened and got spoiled at this point.
Fair enough.
So, what's coming out next
spoiler,
week?
By the
next
way.
Next week, we yes got... just a warning, not about next week, but about the month of May. May is a 5-Wednesday month. So just so you know, things tend to get spaced out a little bit more. But next week we have Analog number 2. I really like number 1. It's from Image. We have Barrier. This strikes me as odd. 1 and 2. I thought there's 5 issues. I thought we'd get one. Well, I guess they couldn't do one this week. So 1 is essentially just a reprint of the Free Comic Day book with
some
extras.
You can get for free this week?
Correct.
Okay.
But so we have 1 and 2 of that coming next week. Batman White Knight number 8, so the finale of that. Despicable Deadpool 300, because we need a new number 1. Hunt for Wolverine Adamantium Agenda, so the second one of those minis. Weapon Lost came out this week. Immortal Men number 2, we'll see where that one goes. Isola number 2. Jim Henson Fraggle Rock. Pat, I know you're a big Fraggle Rock fan.
Mm-hmm.
Justice League No Justice number 1, the first of those 4 minis. I think you'll be interested after you read the DC Nation Zero about how that's going to go.
Have you ever seen Boondock Saints?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've seen Fraggle Rock?
No.
Oh, okay. The guy that
I didn't have HBO, so.
Okay. The guy that owns the bar that has Tourette's, his name is Doc.
Okay.
He played the character Doc in Fraggle Rock.
Okay.
So, in my mind, after he went crazy after meeting the Fraggles and then went to go open a bar in Boston.
Okay.
Because that's where my mind goes.
Fair enough. Medieval Spawn Witchblade. 4-parter.
Is this Spawn, or?
It's
like Spawn,
yeah,
Spawn during the Middle Ages.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a different
Spawn.
Okay,
Spawns. I thought
yeah
it was a crossover between Witchblade and Spawn.
It is. But it takes
but
place
in the
Middle
Ages.
Ages.
Okay.
Because the Witchblade existed back
okay
then.
Okay.
You know, it's just the arm, the thing.
Yeah.
Savage Tales Vampirella One-Shot. The only reason I'm bringing this one up, it has an awesome cover by Robert Hack. And it's like the old Savage Tales, the black and white magazine
okay
feel to it. So I just remember seeing he posted that cover, and it was really quite awesome. Like Vampirella holding up a head a la, like, Frazetta. It was really cool. So, Star Wars Last Jedi adaptation to find all those little things you didn't see in the movie. Venom number 1, because we have a new number 1. This is by Donny Cates and Ryan Stegman. World of Tanks Citadel. This is Garth Ennis kind of going back to his World War II storytelling. And then issue 2 of You Are Deadpool. So, that's what's coming next week. And plus lots and lots of other stuff. I've already put up the list, so it's up there for you to see. But don't forget, Saturday, Free Comic Book Day. Lots of good giveaways. Lots more than just the free comic books. I always supplement. I'm actually supplementing it a little bit more. I have some ideas, because I always run out of stuff early, and I always feel bad, because there's some, you know, with the extras that I include in that, so there's stuff I'm going to add late. So.
Oh, okay.
So latecomers will get some extra special stuff, too.
All the post-marathoners?
Yes, well, you know, after like 11 o'clock, because I normally come in and I get cleaned out of, you know, the stuff like, you know, the...
Oh, I know, I'm here.
Yeah. So there's stuff I'm going to add intentionally later.
So as he's trying to tell you, stop by multiple times throughout the day and pick stuff up.
By yeah 2 o'clock, all you got left is like the rated R books. Like, you get the little kids come in.
Woo!
Yeah, no, that's for you.
That's weird. I'm seeing a little battery. Why is it saying low battery when it's plugged into the electric?
I don't know.
I don't either.
We were hurry and wrap it up.
Yes. So, Free Comic Book Day is coming in up Saturday. Keep an eye out. I'll do a special post and email about the sales and everything. That'll probably go out Friday. Book Club is going to be at the end of the month. I forget the exact date, but that is going to be... it's also really hot, I noticed. So I wonder if something got pinched in the wires.
this is the this isn't.
What's getting hot?
This.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't even plugged in.
Yeah, it is plugged in my phone. Huh. You can unplug that. It shouldn't be hot. Sorry. So I'll get it to let you know what's going on with Free Comic Day. I will get that out to you. Then, yeah, oh, so Free Comic Day book club is going to be the end of the month. I'm thinking Lando. I'll get definitely more information out about that.
This smells odd.
This month is Avengers, double points on all Avengers graphic novels. So we got all those. That's about it. Kind of spent. Busy weekend ahead, and then the rest of the month will be smooth sailing. So, I don't know. Who did it last time?
Did you tell them where they can find you?
Oh, you can find me at the store. I'm always here. But also PittsburghComics.com, Facebook under Pittsburgh Comics, and Instagram and Twitter is PGH Comics. So, I think that's everything. So, who did it last time?
I don't know.
Who wants to do it? Nice. That's a podcast. We'll see you.